name. There was three sons. My husband's father was one of three sons, and they each had, one of them was Junior. Okay, that's my husband's father was Junior. And they each had one son, and they all named him after themselves. And so they have to have
nicknames. I have a niece who has four sons, and every one of them has Marion in their name. And you don't know one Marion from another. I can't. I said, well, which one are you?
That's sort of weird. What all buildings did you have on the farm?
Where we lived, we had a barn, and my daddy's harness room, and we had a little log house out back. how old it was, that we called a smokehouse.
Oh, did you smoke meat in it, out there in it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was the harness room part of the barn, or was it separate?
No, it's just a little separate place, uh-huh. Little separate room.
Did you have a separate building where you'd store corn?
No, the corn and the hay and all was put in the same barn.
Uh-huh, okay. Did you have a separate, special place for the corn in the barn?
Well, the barns had rooms just like a house.
Mm-hmm. You just put it in
bins. Bins. They called it bins. Mm-hmm. Or really, they didn't have the walls come up most of the time. They didn't. Mm-hmm. But high enough that the feedstuffs wouldn't mix.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Grain. What about grain? Did you keep that in one of those bins?
Well, now the grain was usually in a different, separate building.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It had to be because it's so slick and crawly. You see, they put that stuff in that, in those granaries, and they just had a little slide hole. You know, when you raise that lid up, that grain slid out, comes sliding out.
Oh,
and if you opened that door, you'd have all the grain coming out in the on the ground.
Where in the barn did they put the hay?
Usually the loft.
Did they ever pile hay up outside the barn? If they had too much or something to put in the loft?
I don't remember us ever. Yeah, sometimes they would. They call it stacking it.
Mm-hmm.
And they would make I called hay stack. That's all. A stack that way. You have to stack this hay because there wasn't enough room in the barn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did they ever cover it with anything? The haystack?
Sometimes they would take a piece of tarpaulin about maybe 6 foot and put a string on each corner and a rock, tie rock, or a stake down, you know, to keep the water from, so it would turn the water out of the center of the haystack.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it from rotting.
When they first cut the hay, what'd they do with it?
Rake it,
mm-hmm.
Cut it, rake it, and then they'd make, and bale it, usually bale it, or but some of what kind of hay it was. Some hay they baled, and some they just stacked.
Mm-hmm.
The coarse hay usually was stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the finer hay was baled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When they raked it, how did they rake it up?
They had old-fashioned, just a horse, we had mules instead of horses, drawn rake,
mm-hmm.
And they'd rake it. And till they got that rake real full, and then it raise it up, you know, and let the hay drop on the ground.
Uh-huh, I see.
And till they got the whole field raked up in patches, and then they would have a baler sitting probably in the middle of the field or edge of the field.
Uh-huh.
And men would take a wagon and pitchfork, and go pick that hay up and take it to the baler.
Sounds
not like it
work.
Is now. It was hard work.
I don't think I'd want to do that.
Oh, I've cooked a lot of meals for the balers.
What
had hired the balers till my husband's family got their own baler for their own use, you know.